The second thing that happened is that I spent the day in the Camden, New Jersey Police Department. Now, at that time, Camden, New Jersey was the most dangerous city in America. I ran the Camden Police Department because of that. I spent the day in the police department, and I was taken into a room with senior police officials, all of whom were working hard and trying very hard to reduce crime in Camden. And what I saw in that room, as we talked about how to reduce crime, were a series of officers with a lot of little yellow sticky notes. And they would take a yellow sticky, and they would write something on it, and they would put it up on a board. And one of them said, "We had a robbery 2 weeks ago. We have no suspects." And another said, "We had a shooting in this neighborhood last week. We have no suspects." We weren't using data-driven policing. We were essentially trying to fight crime with yellow post-it notes. Now, both of these things made me realize, fundamentally, that we were failing. We didn't even know who was in our criminal justice system. We didn't have any data about the things that mattered, and we didn't share data or use analytics or tools to help us make better decisions and to reduce crime. And for the first time, I started to think about how we made decisions. When I was an assistant DA and when I was a federal prosecutor, I looked at the cases in front of me, and I generally made decisions based on my instinct and my experience. When I became attorney general, I could look at the system as a whole. And what surprised me is that I found that that was exactly how we were doing it across the entire system, in police departments, in prosecutors' offices, in courts, and in jails. And what I learned very quickly is that we weren't doing a good job. So I wanted to do things differently. I wanted to introduce data and analytics and rigorous statistical analysis into our work. In short, I wanted to moneyball criminal justice.